All right, looks like we're live. Latest edition of the Power Rankings. Man, what a weekend here in the SEC. Cheers to all you drinkers out there. I'm going to have one myself. That's good. God, it's strong. I make them a little too strong. But that's what we need here in the SEC is some strong drinks to rank these teams. So, all right, let's get into it. Power rankings, week 7. This was kind of an easier one to do because there were so many teams on a bye. I think I would imagine that in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, you could kind of rip these up because these are going to change a lot. But only criteria, if you're new here, if Team A meets Team B on a neutral field, that's the only metrics that I use, and I'm going as if the game is played tomorrow. So, that's it. So let's get into it. Number 16, Kentucky. Dog shit, Kentucky. I got a drink before I even talk about Kentucky football. You know what's bad when your head coach is getting asked every damn week? How long are you going to stay here, you sack of shit? They want Mark Stoops out of there. Hey, that's their words, not mine. You go check the press conference. But he's due $38 million. He's not going anywhere. So Mark Stoops, he's seen better days. I think he's an average coach, but they need more right now in Kentucky. His method's not working. He's a developer. You know, he's got to get these guys in and develop them for 2 or 3 years before they can see the field. That just ain't working. Transfers don't work for him. Nothing's working for him. Get the hell out of here. Kentucky, you're dead last. Arkansas, number 15. You might be worse than Kentucky, but you actually got a quarterback. So Talen Green still not sold my stock in him. I think Arkansas, God, I'm just getting flashbacks like Vietnam here, looking at your defense from last week. So got to get that cleaned up. It's not going to be much easier going to Tennessee. You're probably going to get spanked. 15th for you. You were on a bye. I'm done talking with you. Who I'm not done talking about though. Mighty Texas all the way 14. I mean, their fans have been all over my ass for why are we're number 9 in the AP poll. How could they be 10 in the SEC power ranks? This is bullshit. This is clickbait. Well, have you watched your fucking football team? They've not beaten a Power 4 team in some almost 300 days. They've beat no one of consequence. Your best win is a 7-point loss to Ohio State. Your quarterback is not who they say he is, and even the defense is not who we thought they were. Hell, DJ Lagway he might be the worst quarterback in the SEC. He's going up and down the field on you. And Florida can't run the ball that well. They can run it on your ass. So, Texas, you're 14th. Hell, you're probably too high. You're probably too high at number 14. Go out there and earn it. I'm not saying your season is completely done, but you have done nothing, absolutely nothing in this conference this year. I don't care what you did last year. This is 2025, week 7 power rankings. You're 14th. 13th, the team that just whooped Texas ass. 13th, Florida, this is the first time all year they've shown any signs of life other than playing LIU, whoever the hell that is. So I liked what I saw committed to Jaden Ball. The guy's still a beast. Defense forced a lot of turnovers, probably cost Arch Manning a draft selection. Just based on today's actions. So they looked really good. And then shout out Billy Napier, that dumbass. He about cost you the football game. So if I was ranking coaches, he'd be 16th. But I'm not ranking coaches. I'm ranking the teams. And Billy Napier, you deserve an extension. Get you an extension. As a Tennessee grad, I want to say, please, please keep Billy Napier. Let him stay on the sidelines. I know you got the big win. Credit to you. But, man, some abysmal coaching there. I'd love to get an explanation on what the hell you were doing at the tail end of that game. But we'll see. Are they going to do like they did last year and catch fire? I don't know. We'll see. Number 12, South Carolina on a bye. My dog's mad as hell. I'm not going to really get into South Carolina. They're on a bye. 11, Auburn, same deal. On a bye. Not really going to talk about you. Mississippi State, I don't think they moved much. I think they stayed about the same going on the road, got dominated for the most part by Texas A&M. Starting to really buy into Texas A&M on the defensive side of the football. elite performance by them, but I should not talk about A&M while I'm trying to talk Mississippi State. Lost your running back. I think they're letting go of the rope here, and this might be the highest Mississippi State is ranked for the rest of the year. I have a feeling they're going to start fading back into the pack. God, that's a stiff drink. All right, number 9, LSU, same deal, auto buy, get the hell out of here. Number 8, Oklahoma, whoop the hell out of Kent State. Michael Hawkins looked decent from what I saw. You know, it's kind of who I thought he was. He's an elite athlete. Got lucky on that first touchdown, but hell, he threw it. So not a lot to glean from beating the hell out of the worst team in college football, arguably. So Oklahoma, once Mateer comes back, you'll jump sky high in these rankings. But for right now, I'm keeping you number 8. The defense is going to carry you next week into Red River. A&M number 7. I felt this may be even too low for A&M. Great performance at home. Well, not great, but you're winning ugly, but you're winning. That's all that really matters. You're undefeated. You got everything in front of you. You look playoff bound, but there's still some issues there for A&M. I don't think on a neutral field you're beating any of the teams I got ranked ahead of you. You're just as good as a lot of them, but based on the last, particularly this week, and then even Auburn was again, it was sloppy. Dominating, but sloppy. It's 2 weeks in a row. You do that against a better competition, you may lose a game. So give me A&M number 7. Give me Vanderbilt number 6. I move Vanderbilt up despite the loss. Again, we can't just sit here and say, well, if they didn't have turnovers, they would have won, but they probably would have. So I'm giving credit to Vanderbilt. Nobody short of Theo Vaughn thought they were going to go into Alabama and win. They went out there and took the lead, and they took punch for punch with Alabama for damn near the whole game, minus a couple mistakes. And I don't know, I come away more impressed. And I was already high on Vanderbilt. So I think Vanderbilt, they just played their toughest opponent. They did lose, but they could beat everybody ahead of them on the schedule. So Vanderbilt, you have my respect at number 6. Tennessee, 5, I didn't move them. They were on a bye. Missouri, 4, on a bye, I didn't touch them. Georgia, number 3, I actually moved them down despite winning against Kentucky. I thought Gunner looked a little shaky. I think today's results was more about Kentucky sucking than it did Georgia looking great. So I'm not saying Georgia's not elite. They can't win it all. They certainly can, but I did dock them a little bit, and I think I think I underrated Ole Miss after last week's win over LSU. So give me Ole Miss number 2. I moved them up a spot, even though they were on a bye. And then number 1, Alabama. Again, you got down against Vanderbilt, got hit in the mouth, and you responded and played clutch football, dominated the second half. Right now, Alabama winning at Georgia, beating Vanderbilt. Those are two of the top wins in the conference right now, believe it or not. So give me Alabama number 1. And there is the updated SEC power rankings going in to week 7. And we got Drunk Kiz and Shane hanging out in the comments there. So I don't know if we got any of these or not yet, but Junior says he's shit-faced. Best show there is, Gators. What a time to be a Gator. You know what? You can be happy for a week after being down in the dumps after a little while. So any questions here? Mike out here voting like a damn AP girl. How so? Prove me wrong. You can't. These are the best rankings out there. Best there ever is. Mike, you're just pissed. A&M is better than that ranking. You're going to have to speak English before we can respond, because I don't even know what you're saying there. Anything else? OU is the best team in the SEC. We'll see. We will see about that. I have a feeling Oklahoma is going to hit a wall here with Texas, South Carolina, and then it really heats up. Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Alabama, Missouri, LSU. You beat all those teams, hell yeah, you're the best. You go 3-3 in those, you sure as hell aren't the best team. So we're going to find out. You're looking pretty damn good now, but your quarterback's out. We'll see. Brent Venables, anybody that missed it, says he does not anticipate Mateer playing in Red River. Now, is he pulled a Lane Kiffin, lying his ass off? I mean, that'd be the smart way to go about it. I don't know. Look at this man's wig over here. Get him out of here. Willie B, yeah. I mean, who knows if they could even win in Willie B? I don't know. Mike, A&M has the highest upside if both teams can play for four quarters. Reed still inconsistent. I think that's fair. Hell, I think just last week I said A&M's going to win the SEC, so I don't know why A&M fans would be complaining. Shout out Rick. Moved Vandy over to the Aggies. No respect. A&M didn't go to Alabama and go toe-to-toe with them. They were up 7-3 on Mississippi State at home. I think A&M's got no respect for being elite right now. They're not doing it right now. They are not doing it for me right now when it comes to being elite. M-I-Z. Can't move Vandy up after losing and call it legit. Well, hell yeah, you can. You must be new here, brother, because that's what we do. We don't go by polls and all that nonsense. That is garbage. These are the only real rankings. SEC Mike had one too many Tennessee whiskeys and Mountain Mike pizza like his cousin Shane is. Again, you got to speak English if you want to be understood or if you're asking a question, because I don't understand what you're saying there. Are you still confident with Billy even with an upset win? Nope. Billy's got to go. He royally screwed up that end of the game. And Texas had no shot to even, I think, have an opportunity to tie that game. But Billy gift-wrapped it to him because he's kind of an idiot. So, no, Billy, even with a win's got to go. Yeah, thank you, Smoke. Thank you, Smoke. We're keeping it real here. Sorry. Sorry if you can't handle that. That's on you, I think. Who do you have beating, I think that's A&M this year? I heard you tell Shane 10-2 is this. It's not the ceiling. That's what it's going to be. You know, have you ever seen The Water Boy? That's just the way it is. Going on the road in this conference, ask Texas. It ain't easy. They're going to lose a couple road games, whether it's LSU, Missouri, or Texas. And throw Arkansas. I mean, they own Arkansas's ass. So I'm not throwing them into that conversation, but they'll lose between 1-2 between LSU, Missouri, and Texas. So that's just what it is. And 10-2 is good. You're, I mean, hell, can you believe you're sitting here bitching about, have you ever made the playoff before? No. What, how could you be complaining about making it? Yet here we are because your team's 5-0. But the next seven, aside from Notre Dame, is tougher than the first five you played. So we can't just crown people for beating Utah State and UTSA and all those garbage-ass teams. You got to go week in, week out in the SEC. And they haven't done it yet. Hell, no one has. The losses are going to start piling up. Mike, is Sark working his way onto the hot seat? They should. I've always said that guy's overrated. Very overrated, but you know, he's solid. He's got all the resources in the world. They got all the money down there. They got the Lamborghinis, but he never really performs in these big games. Should have beat Georgia in the SEC championship last year, right? Hell, Carson Beck got knocked out at halftime. Still couldn't beat him. Struggled against Arizona State. There's not a player on Arizona State's roster that Texas would have taken over one of their own. And they probably should have lost that game. And then they lost, to Ohio State. I mean, I don't think that's a bad loss. I think Ohio State was a better team. But I'll tell you the bad one was the year prior, losing to Washington and Kalen DeBoering. That was a horrible loss. Texas should have won that game, yet Michael Penix just carved their ass up. Quinn Ewers didn't look sharp from what I recall. So again, he's good, but these people that they have like Sark as like a top three coach in college football. I mean, that's like foolishness. Foolishness, I say. He's not even top three in SEC. But hot seat, no. If he goes 8-4, hot seat, maybe. Maybe. Anything else here? Scale 1 to 10. Upset alert next week, A&M against Florida. 3. Because it's at Kyle Field. It's hard to be on upset alert at Kyle Field. Florida. I just think Texas is overrated. I really do. I think A&M's a 10-point favorite over Florida, if I had to guess. So you should not lose that one. Should not lose that one. Mike, literally, you had Sark as a top three coach in the conference all year. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Kirby. No, for sure I don't, because I had Kirby, Kiffin, Heupel. Heupel's a better coach than Sark. Come on, get the hell out of here with that. Get the hell out of here with that. Billy won't win on the road. Billy can barely win at home. Yeah, he can't win road games. What did I say? A 3? I'm going to move that down to 1. Florida does not win on the road. Not in this conference. I think the last time Billy won on the road in the SEC was the last time this man went on a day. That pizza looks good, by the way, Shane. I hope you're enjoying it. No, I think the last road win Billy had, I could have this wrong, but I think it was Mississippi State last year, and Blake Shapen got knocked out. So, yeah, not that great. Not that great. Is Arch adopted? I'm starting to question it. I'm starting to question it. Mizzou always plays awful against Bama. I don't know if they came within 2 scores since joining the SEC. Well, in fairness to Missouri, you know, that was Nick Saban. And hell, that was everybody. Nick Saban basically whooped everybody's ass for 15 years. So I wouldn't feel too bad about that. And that's got no reflection on this year, because big game to boring, probably should have lost to Vanderbilt. So I would not be too worried about it if I was a Missouri fan. I think Alabama will be favored, and I think that's good for Missouri. Drake's going to use that all week long, I really think. And I don't think they're going to be a huge favorite either. I think they'll be like a 6-point favorite, if I had to guess. That's a sweet spot. That's right where you want to be. That's right where you want to be. That is where you want to be. All right, anything else here? Bama, the best team in the SEC, if you listen to Mike. And if you listen to reality. God, they whooped Georgia's ass. Come on. In Georgia. Yet old goat boy will tell you that whipping Mississippi State's ass is equivalent. I mean, how stupid? How stupid can we be? We got to go off what we've seen, right? We can't just go off of, who we like and all that. I'm a Tennessee grad. You think I love Alabama? I mean, get your head out of your ass. Ole Miss is in reality. You could throw Ole Miss in there. Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. You could throw them in there too. Nathan, can we get the power rankings again? Yes, sir. Let's go through it. And then you guys can fire away with your hateful comments. Alabama, number 1. Ole Miss, number 2. Georgia, number 3. Missouri, number 4. Tennessee, number 5. Vanderbilt, 6. Texas A&M, 7. Oklahoma, 8. LSU, 9. Mississippi State, 10. Auburn, 11. South Carolina, 12. Florida, 13. Dog shit. Texas, 14. Arkansas, 15. And 16, Kentucky. That's the updated power rankings. Flame away. And if you disagree, to hell with you. Yeah, Mad Max, A&M. This is the biggest beef people got. Who's A&M beating on a neutral field? They beating Tennessee? I don't think so. Did you watch Marcel Reed tonight? I did. How about Missouri? They beat Missouri on a neutral field? Mm-mm. Georgia? Mighty Georgia? Oh, Lane Kiffin. They can't beat Lane Kiffin. Has A&M ever beaten Lane Kiffin? Maybe once? And Bama owns your ass too. I ain't moving him up. Are we moving him up?
Round them.
Hell no, we ain't moving him up. Come on. Crazy bastards. That's some good whiskey. That is some good whiskey. You think MSU can win three out of their next six? Hey, MSU. MSU ain't going to win three games the rest of the year. So, no, that was an easy answer. Mike, I think you need to look at the defensive numbers. This is an offensive game. Defense is good. That used to win you championships in the 90s. Not anymore, man. You need quarterback. You need points. And A&M scored 31 at home, Mississippi State. Penalties galore. Penalties. They're gonna penalize themselves to a loss here sooner or later. You watch. You watch. Matthew, I like his comment. Mike, finish that bottle. Tennessee legend. And move Mizzou to number one. I'd have to be hammered to put Missouri number one. They're in consideration, but they're not number one. No way. No how. Shane's eating diet pizza, you bastard. Don't judge him. That is diet pizza. I've seen the label. Yep. Shane looks happy eating that pizza. Okay, y'all can't see him, can you? Because I can, and he does look happy. Aggies totally beating 10. Based on what? Based on beating Mississippi State at home? I mean, get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Beating Auburn and sorry-ass Hugh Freeze by 6 points? Get the hell out of here. What road game have they won in the conference? I don't see one. With Marcel Reed overthrowing his receivers by 10 yards, you're going to beat Tennessee? Keep up with Joey Swagular? Get the fuck out of here, you loser. Go put on your male cheerleader outfit and dance it off. Go dance it off because you're going to get your ass whooped if you play Tennessee. That's what it is. Liquid says Florida is too high. Well, they beat Texas. They beat Texas. That's something. That's not really worth much these days, but it used to be. It used to be worth something. They're better than Texas. I don't understand what this chicken guy's, what he's doing. Power T stronger. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's easy, isn't it? This chicken guy is, he's on another level. MSU 0-8 in conference game. No, I think they beat Arkansas. I think they will. They'll beat old Arkansas. My SEC Mike is inebriated just like Sark after dark. Now that's a good comment. I wonder if Sark, I don't wish that on anybody. He's apparently got a problem. So, Bama is the real number one. Yeah, that's where I got him. Game day in Cobo. No, they've already announced it. Unfortunately, they're going to Oregon to go coke it up with Dan Lanning. They got a big game apparently. So, should be in Columbia. I agree. Probably be SEC Nation, maybe, if I had to guess. Any other questions? Oh, remember that, Mike. Tennessee not even making the playoffs this year. I never said they were making the playoff. I don't have them as a playoff team. So, wow, you really scored one on me there. Way to go, buddy. Yeah, we're all inebriated. What the hell? If you are sober here, that's a you problem, buddy. It's Saturday night. Having a good time over here. Sorry. Sorry, Dad. Not allowed to have a good time over here? Jesus. You think that's what this is? This is a good time. Week 6 MVP, Arch Manning. No, not Arch. Who would be the Week 6 MVP? That's a great question. I have to think about that one, and thinking's hard. But if I had to go with one, give me Jaden Baugh. How about that? He carried the Gators today. probably some of their defensive players. I mean, hell, they were all over Arch's ass getting picks and stuff. That was a good performance. But I give it to Jaden Buh. Shane's eating, folks. You got to let this man eat in peace. He just was with you guys for 3.5 hours. He deserves a meal break. I let him, for every 3.5 hours, I let him eat one meal. That's kind of the deal we got worked out behind the scenes here. all right. Anything else here? Ty Simpson, MVP. Yeah. He had a good one. He had a good day. Anything else here? I'm running out of steam and I'm running out of whiskey. So get me while I'm good here. Is Carl still in here? Did you get remarried yet? Where you at, Carl? Give me something here. Defend me with all these anti-Tennessee stuff. Fire lazy Billy Napier. He still wants Billy Napier fired. I agree with him. Who do we have in Atlanta? Probably A&M. Despite all the bash, I still think they'll get there. That was my pick last week. Give me A&M. I don't think it's changed. Give me A&M. Give me Bama. That's my picks right now. Right now. That would be my picks to make Atlanta. But Ole Miss is right there. They're right on the outside looking in. All right, anything else? I'm just watching Shane eat over here, and he's making me hungry. He's about done with that pizza yet. Carl's not got remarried. I hate it for you, Carl. Give it another day or two. We got confidence in you. Initial pick. No, we don't give those out. We do not give those out. Money where mouth is, place that bet now. I don't, with what would be the bet? I don't understand. Any Heisman candidates in the SEC? Ty Simpson, he's probably number one. Trinidad, all these Missouri people want Ahmad Hardy. I don't think he's done enough, I guess, a quality defense to earn that. But if he beats Alabama, if Mizzou beats Alabama, we'll put him into consideration. How about that? We'll put him into consideration. You think Sellers finishes the season healthy? Yeah. I do. I think he does. I think he's playing well. Heisman winner will be back next week versus Texas. Yeah, John Mateer, throw him in. He's number one. We'll see how long he's out. But anybody that missed it, Venable said the expectation, or I think he, I didn't hear the direct quote, but On3 tweeted it out. They do not anticipate Mateer playing next week. So that's from Venables. I think he would know better than old Goat Boy in the comments, but maybe not. Maybe Goat Boy is Mateer. I doubt it. Carl, appreciate you. SEC rankings brought to you by Tennessee legend and Mike. You're the real legend, Carl. Keep shooting for the one. She's out there. Warbot 42. Is Auburn going to win an SEC game? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. They're going to win like two SEC games. Give me, they'll beat Arkansas because they're pretty awful, and they'll beat Kentucky. There you go. There's you two and six for you. And that'll get you to what? 6-6 on the year. Yeah. Cause you'll beat Mercer. That's exactly where he said we'd be. He says, that's the goal this year. Get to a bowl game. Hughes got you 6-6. Give him an extension or fire his ass and hire John Summerall and win the league. You know, those are your choices. Why aren't we picking UGA to make the SEC championship? Well, they could. They certainly could. But I ain't picking it. You seen Gunners play? The defense is a real problem from their elite standard down there in Georgia. So those things combined, I would say I would not pick Georgia to win it. Mike, don't take no crap off these 8-4 fans. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Except for Rick. He can give me all the crap he wants because he sponsors the show. Mizzou running the table? Hell no. Not even drunk Shane would tell you that. Mizzou ain't running the table. They're running it in the damn gutter. They'll probably go 10-2, too. So they'll get in the playoff. That's all they care about, right? Does today make the cocktail party more interesting? Hell yeah, it does, because Florida ain't dead. Florida ain't dead, and Georgia, they look a little bit beatable. Aguilar won't save you. Thanks, and gig. good thing Tennessee can run the football, too. Oh, got you there, crazy bastard. All right, anything else? One last question. I'm going to finish my drink while you ponder. Well, Shay's already ate his pizza. How about that? Mmm. Every pizza is personal if you put your mind to it. I mean, I think that's Shane would agree with that. Kyle, appreciate it. All right, great question. Last one here. Who has the best shot to run the table? So I like this because he's not saying go undefeated. He's saying run the table, win the rest of the games. Let's go through them. Vanderbilt, I'd say that's very unlikely. Florida, hell no. Auburn, get the hell out of here. Alabama, as good as they are, I don't think they're running the table. Arkansas, I mean, they're days away from their next loss. Georgia, maybe. Kentucky, get the hell out of here. LSU, no shot in hell. Oklahoma, no shot in hell. Missouri, Mississippi State, no shot. Ole Miss, I won't say no shot, but very unlikely. Carolina, no shot. Tennessee, very unlikely. A&M, very unlikely. Texas, they got to win one before we say they win them all. You know what? So most likely, I think I said Georgia and Mizzou. Those are probably the two most likely, but I don't think either one of them does it. So, yeah, there we go. Final comment. Appreciate you guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully, they might fire Billy Napier tomorrow. Think about that. They might say, by God, he's getting some momentum. We can't keep this bastard. He's got to go. So if Billy gets fired, or Sarkisian, which he probably deserves to after that performance, any of these coaches get fired, I'm going to fire up an emergency podcast tomorrow. Don't anticipate needing to do that, but we'll be here if we do. And then otherwise, we're going to be back usual time, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. Break down all these games. We appreciate each and every one of you, especially a late night like this, especially while Shane's eating his pizza. But we appreciate you, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.